This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Our fellow coworker Greg is with us. Greg.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
Kids are what, 1 and 3 now?
Yes, that's correct. One and three.
So yep. What happens at your house for Thanksgiving? Do you guys go to mom and dad's house, Megan's parents?
Megan's parents live in Poway. We traditionally go there. However, this year is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
We are loading the girls up, and we're going on our first family plane ride across the country back to see my parents in Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what?
It's going to be sweet.
I get it. Especially the one-year-old's first plane ride. Yeah. That's like, yay.
And she can, like, walk now, so she's not going to want to sit still for 5 hours.
You're going to be so happy when you are on a couch at your parents' place in Pennsylvania, and that day of traveling with your two toddlers in an airplane is over. I don't mean to be a downer here, but anybody that's been with kids on an airplane, you're going to have no you time. There is no such thing as you at all.
Mm-hmm.
You may as well just be some dude they hired.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. Because you're carrying everything.
Yep.
You're making sure everyone's safe. Everyone's been fed. Wipe the mouths. Take to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get their stuff. Make sure
you cannot
rest for 1 second. And if you do, they're going to start kicking. They're going to start crying. You're going to be so happy. The moral of the story: when you get to your parents' place on whenever you get there before Thanksgiving, you say,
we made sure to get the direct flight, so it's the shortest day possible, at least.
It's
so
smart. Very
I'm
smart.
Crossing my fingers
and
for that.
Do you have tablets for them? I am a big proponent of that.
We do not have any tablets yet, but we've got a couple laptops and different types of headphones for maybe their Bluetooth, maybe it's a plug-in, maybe they have a monitor on the seat. We're going to be ready for everything.
Find something that they love, that even if you can't stand it, I don't care. Here's Coco Melon over and over and over again. Here's some headphones for you to make to make it work for them, because that's the whole point.
Yep.
And people around you will be glad that you did
And what are your thoughts on sedating your children?
I'm not ruling it out completely.
Do your kids know what's happening yet? Do they know they're going to go see?
Devin is excited to go on a jet. She is excited about that. She made a jet in preschool the other day. It's a little paper plane thing, so she's excited about that. We got a very busy itinerary, though, so the work won't stop right when the plane ride ends. The next day, we arrive on Saturday. Sunday, we're getting Paige baptized at my mom's church.
What big deal.
This is a big trip. And then
the Italians don't mess around when it comes to baptism.
It's gonna be pretty cool. And then the Saturday after Thanksgiving, my buddy's getting married, and I am best man in the wedding, and Devin is a flower girl, and we've got a busy little life.
Do you want to pack one more big life event
I'm
in there?
Telling you, we're getting it all. We're getting it all in the trip back to the homeland.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
A rom-com holiday movie.
Yours sounds like it, Greg. Right? It really does. Keep a little journal.
Yeah.
Do some voice notes.
Honestly, not to add more work to you
because you got a lot of work.
Yeah.
But do some voice notes during this whole thing because I think there is a movie in there somewhere.
Right?
I really do.
This could be my big break.
Yeah. Really want to get some audio of whether or not your children are good flyers.
Mm. Yeah.
Or if they're hell on wheels. That's what you want to know.
That's kind of the audio I want more.
Last time when we just flew with just Devin, she was just a lap baby, and she slept the whole time on Megan's nursing pillow.
Yes.
We're not going to have that same luxury this time.
Lots of movies.
You'll make it work.
Lots of goldfish crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to Greg every afternoon on KSON.